Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Is all alone, led his way in there. Jermaine Illuminor led the way. And for the first time here in 2022, the Raiders have a touchdown.
How about just a little teaser? So how many of you out there, as we start this 7 o'clock hour, how many of you said, you know what, I need a football fix. I'm not even worried about the names. I just want to sit back and watch football. That thing ended up being delayed, right, because
yeah,
of weather.
Yeah, about 40 minutes. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to watch. I want to see who starts, and I want to see a couple of plays from both teams. I did one series for each team, and I shut her down. That was
Hollywood was right about the over. I thought it would be a low-scoring game, 27-11.
Yeah, that was –
Sadly, I could not find anyone to service my action last night.
Yeah. Probably a good thing, Woody. You got plenty of
time. I would have won. What are you talking about?
Would have hit the over.
Pounded that over, bro.
Yeah, okay. Well,
would have hit it.
I will say they're hard to watch. And listen, it was great. I know NBC is doing their best to say how wonderful it is and great to have football back. I said, no, it's great to see those Hall of Famers. And the weekend is great for those guys. Somebody's got to play in that game. And there were just a few guys. There weren't a whole lot of guys that got a chance that you would know the names in that game last night.
Well, I mean, the list for the Jaguars that came out just before the game started, their inactive list was longer than the active list.
Well,
like, I couldn't believe it.
Boy, I'll tell you what, just the word coming out of Jacksonville, and there's no nice way to put it, how bad Urban was last year.
Right.
Just –
really
listen,
bad,
and it's not me saying it. It's all the – it's one thing and a guy gets let go. And look, this is a great example. Nobody's talking about Brian Flores here. Nobody. First of all, the guy went 10-6 and 9-8. So whatever happened behind the scenes. So nobody's really saying anything unless you're talking about how bad his offense was and how many coaches and the difference in coaches. But this guy – you're hearing guys talking about
how bad it
treated
was.
Treated me like a 12-year-old and stupid stuff that he did we've never seen.
Talking to us like a man, that was another thing I heard.
You know, it was really weird. So he spent time, and it's still a head-scratcher, and it's done. Urban went down and spent time with Jimmy Johnson, supposedly spent time with other guys that were at both levels. Especially had success, like Jimmy Johnson. So Urban goes down there, and Jimmy explains everything to him. Like he told him how it is, right? You know, and he talked to other guys, you know, maybe what you did right and what you did wrong. Urban, I'm convinced, did not listen to one person and thought he was going to go Ohio State phase two with a bunch of grown-ass men, and stuff that he said every day, and the way he acted, the way he talked to his coaches in front of people.
Right, that's
a problem
also. I mean,
it was like, it wasn't just one group. It's one thing about being tough on your coach, but it's how you're tough on your coach. There's got to be some kind of respect factor when you get to the point you're an NFL coach, of any assistant coach, coordinator, and he just didn't get it. He just didn't get it. And now he's getting ready. He's back. Did he take that college football job back with Fox?
I don't know if it's official, but yeah.
So it looks like he wants to go back and do that. And I'm like, I mean, Herb's damaged goods. Now, you can't take away.
He is damaged goods.
Can't take away from what he did, wins and losses, from Utah to Florida to Ohio State. The guy will go down. The guy will go down, and I'm not a fan, but I know how the Boza brothers feel about him. I know a lot of guys that played for him love him. Talk how they talk about him. The Pouncey brothers, those guys I think really like playing for him.
Right, right.
So you got to respect that, right?
No,
you played for him. Hey, he was our guy. We love playing for him. We friggin' won. He was great with us. I think he is great with his
with the college kids.
College guys.
Yes.
Especially ones that are really good.
Right. But what about the guys making a couple million bucks a year that don't like being talked to the way he did? Or like you said, I think another thing that if the players were watching how he was treating other coaches, like how could there be any respect throughout that entire organization when your coach is ripping coaches when the supposed, what, remember he kicked the kicker? You know, like,
well,
I mean, like all the stupid
yeah,
stuff that he did.
There, it's just, it was, so now they get a guy that's been in the NFL. And, I don't know how it's going to work out. Maybe Jacksonville's got another bad year, even with all these picks they've had. But
I can imagine they're not going to be a great team this year.
But at least it's functional. And, you know, you can't just come in without a resume in the pros and act like you just recruited. There is no question Nick Saban is much better and can talk differently, just to throw Nick in there too, because he saw it firsthand, and it didn't go well with all his players. Some loved it. Jason Taylor loved him.
Right.
Channing loved him. Zach Thomas couldn't stand him.
Right. Right.
Couldn't stand him. And so, and again, how you talk to guys, things you're doing after you've been a real successful college coach, you know, it's just a different game, man. It's a different game. You can get away with stuff, guys, 17, 18, 19, and he's going to go along with it probably because he wants to get to the pros.
Yeah, sure.
And
Urban had a good track record of getting guys there.
And you
right,
can do it. So when you want to jump on somebody, you can get away with that. But just a different deal. Anyway, I don't know how good Jacksonville's going to be. I know they were good enough to beat us on the road last year, unfortunately.
Well, there was a tweet out yesterday when you did bring this up that it said Urban Meyer is rejoining the Fox Sports Big Noon Kickoff. Nothing is official. He said it on a podcast also that he would like to possibly rejoin this a while back, and there was some media reports that he was going to take the job, but nothing is ironclad yet. I would assume with even the reports coming out like this, that this is a done deal and they're just waiting.
I just don't, like, right, after you just got crushed. I know it's Jacksonville, but – I'll go back and
would you take a little time
still
off?
Still great at the college thing, and listen, he can. He talked about burned out and family time.
Come on,
and all that stuff. And no,
it's burned out until the next good job comes.
And the other thing with that burned out thing, we've had different coaches on through the years. Look at your kids and your grandkids. They don't want to see you every day, every hour of every day. They just don't. I'm finding out firsthand without getting into stories here. Like, they don't. And then the other thing is, the kids will say, hey, Pops, man, you want to spend a day with this one-year-old? Go, yeah, man, it's one of the things I wanted to do on this trip. Mm. About day three, you're like, I need some help.
Right.
I'm asking my wife, like, hey, little guy goes, man. I mean, he is.
Oh, they're nonstop.
When's he taking that nap? Like, when he takes a nap, I'm taking a nap. But we're in Lake Tahoe on a vacation. No. Let me know when he's taking that nap because I'm not doing anything. Yeah, so I don't know.
Oh,
listen.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
so
funny.
So all that stuff. We're here at Dolphins training camp as the Dolphins got a couple more practices. We actually have a weekend of practices. And then we'll be leaving on Monday for Tampa Bay to go up there and get some good work during the week. And then – Saturday night, the first preseason game as well. And then even the other good news is Mario Cristobal and the Miami Hurricanes will have their first practice today. And that's also great to see Canes starting back up and what it's going to look like. I'll tell you one thing with the college thing. Whatever you saw in the if you went that final spring football game, and what you're going to see coming back with all these new names and all these guys that he couldn't get into school at the time of spring football or got in after the 12 transfer portals players. They're going to be a big part of this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not bringing transfer portal guys in to be the future. You're bringing transfer portal guys in. And by the way, if you are, you're making a big mistake. You need guys that have been in other programs, part-time players, not happy players, want to play their last year back home players, all the different reasons. And we, some of those guys are guys that went to high school down here. They want to get a fresh start, but they got a lot of experience and a lot of them in really good programs. And you're hoping with his coaching staff they get him in a situation where these guys can have a lot of success and be a big part of this thing. I have no idea how it's going to look. I knew watching the spring football game that team was not good enough to get to where they wanted. There are a lot of – now I feel comfortable saying that because most of your running backs are out.
Right.
You had a bunch of your – Will Mallory didn't practice.
You had a ton of guys not out.
You had a lot of guys out. All the guys that, matter of fact, after the season got surgeries or had to rehab, a lot of guys missed spring football. Great for those guys because it gave them a chance to get experience, get some playing time and all those things. But this thing coming back is going to look so different that, you know, before you start making your call, same old thing going on again this year, like, calm down on that. We got a lot of new guys that have been there the last few months practicing together out on the field, learning what they need to do, getting bigger and stronger, coming in from different programs, and that gives you a chance, man. That gives you a chance. So, anyway, we'll obviously, coming up here, have a lot more stuff on the Canes and what to expect and – obviously, the number one goal, can you win the Coastal Division? Could Mario win the Coastal Division? This last year we're going to have it, by the way.
Right.
After that, it's going to be the top two records in the ACC. We'll compete for that.
But you got to get there.
And then, hey, we're not too far away. I don't think we're too far away from having a big old playoff system set up, and I'm looking forward to it.
You think they get to 16 before we –
I thought it was going to be 12, but it's now. Look, if two of the conferences say it's going to be 16,
then it's going to be 16.
Then it's going to be 16, right. And they're going to have to all work around it. If the Big Ten and the SEC say they want 16, and they realize they're going to get a lot of their teams in it, and yet still invite some others to come in, they better take it, because if they shut it down,
they're going to have their own
and they
stuff.
Turn that thing into a private party, you may not like the outcome of that.
Right.
That's where everybody else is in college football. Anyway, what else we have right now?
All right, well, I want to talk to business owners real quickly and ask them a question if you're feeling boxed in by the pressures of running your own business. Well, remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent, the list goes on and on and on. Fortunately for you, there's Insperity. That's right, they put 30-plus years of HR experience to work, offering your employees competitive benefit options while lightening your HR load. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Full service HR, employee benefits, HR technology. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It's time to talk to our boy Blue, Larry Bluestein. Blue, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good. No complaints. You were supposed to ask me where's Blue today, so you didn't do that.
I know where Blue is today.
I know where Blue is today, but you're right. Blue, where are you today, buddy?
I'm at Joe Rose's old home, formerly Biscayne College, St. Thomas University, right here off the Palmetto. And it's media day for Dade County Schools. And I'll tell you what, over the last couple of weeks, I've had an opportunity to see a lot of programs at these media days. And what a first-class event. I mean, Varsity Sports Network does a tremendous job at sending the signal for these things all over the world, you know, on the internet. And it's like a big-time thing for these kids, and they deserve it. You know, it's like, ACC and the SEC have their media days. Well, high school has theirs. And this is obviously probably more people will be watching today and more interest because it's a 305. And everybody's, always tuned into that.
Well, let's talk about the Dade County Media Day. Blue, I want to ask you, just put you on the spot. Give me the top five Dade County schools. Let's just start with that before I show up over there today so we get it rolling a little bit here.
Well, obviously, Central got to be right there at the top. They return a lot of kids. A new coach, but the coach is just an extension of what Roland Smith did for all those years. Northwestern. Certainly very much
how close
in the
are those
mix.
Two schools, Blue, how close are Northwestern and Central in talent? How close are they?
Yeah, I think there's the gap is still fairly wide because of the fact that Central's loaded with kids not only in the front line, but they're deep. Northwestern's got some kids, no doubt about it, but they're not as deep. Secondary-wise, they're not as deep. So I would say they would be right there. Palmetto. Which acquired
Palmetto at
quite a few kids.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they acquired quite a few kids in the offseason. There's, both Bobby Washington, both of his brothers, along with a lot of other kids. And, I think that Coach Manasco's got a rolling. Columbus is another team. Coach Dunn has done a tremendous job. There's no doubt about it over the years. It's not easy sometimes, but he's got some really, really good talent. That they're going to compete. They're going to compete all the way to the end, no doubt. And I think the other team to keep an eye on is Homestead. Phillip Simpson's done a tremendous job. They were in the mix last year. They beat Dillard in the playoffs. They beat Sal Broward in the playoffs. They come back with a lot of really good teams. So I think those five right there would be programs to keep an eye on throughout the year. And then I'll tell you, if you're looking for a couple of breakthrough teams, Joe, I think Monsignor Pace. Anthony Walker Sr., his son starts for the Cleveland Browns at linebacker, former Northwestern University star. They had a really good spring and summer. They won 2-7 on sevens. Their linemen were amazing. And you take a look at those programs, and obviously I think Booker T. I mean, Ice Harris is back, and then that means discipline is back. And I saw them during the spring, and I've seen them at a few 7-on-7s at UCF and Florida State, that they did quite well. And you know that they're under ice, they're always going to be well-behaved. They're going to be probably the most mannerly school wherever they go.
Lou, you never mentioned Gulliver. You're not sold, huh? They got some star players, but don't feel that good about the overall team?
Well, you know, they're probably right there, you know, in the top 10. But remember, they lost their quarterback, who was big, big, big time. Cedric Irvin's son transferred to Columbus.
Wow.
They lost two interior offensive linemen. They lost a couple of kids from the secondary.
Gotcha.
They got talent, but they're not going to be a real, real deep team. You know, maybe a top 10 team, like I said. But right off the bat, I think, you know, they've got a lot of things to correct as far as their depth. Not to say they're not good, and they are good.
Okay.
Their schedule's crazy. They got to play Gibbons. They got to play a couple of other programs that are going to really test them. But, yeah, I mean, Southridge is another team that could break through over the next couple of years. New coach with Pierre Sinatus, who had some college experience at Florida Memorial. I think, you know, Dade County school, you know, football is starting to come back. And it's not just the private schools, you know, in Broward County, it's private heavy, you know, with the exception of Dillard and Western. Everybody else from that you're going to mention is a private school, from Chaminade to St. Thomas to American Heritage. But it's not totally that way. You know, as well as I do, and spending a lot of time down here, the Miami-Dade County area, probably, not even probably, they have the best inner city football programs of any place in the country. I mean, you know, all the other places like Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, all their powers are suburb schools. And not the case, never has been the case in Miami-Dade. It's just one of those things where the inner city schools are a lure for talent. And remember, because we have that open enrollment, Central, Northwestern, Booker T, Edison, Norland, who's going to be a breakthrough team as well, they have open desks. They have plenty of desks, so they could get in basically a whole bunch of kids where a Cypress Bay can't, or a Western or a Miramar, because they're pretty filled up. Their desks are pretty
filled up. You can always get a good one in, Blue. If he's real good, he might as well be a straight-A student going to Harvard, man, if he's real good.
Blue, I want to ask you this, but the transfer number, did we get a final number on how many kids transferred this offseason?
There is no final number, Zach.
No? I mean, still going?
It's like the stock market. Every day you take a look at it and see. Yesterday was 272, and then I got a list from a couple of coaches. Oh, my kid's not there anymore. He's over here. And, so it's ongoing. I think we're going to have that right up until kickoff of the first game.
Hey, I got a new guy. He just started, but he's really good over
here. Yeah, he just got here this morning.
Four-star Jack.
Over at one school.
Oh, four-star Jack
He's
really good.
Hey, listen, I've seen it before with a kid that had breakfast at one school and he was eating lunch at the next. So
You never know. Oh, come on. Hey, Blue, I got to ask you about the
– go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you about the catch.
Okay.
Reuben Bain. Everybody
is
recruiting and in on this defensive end, like 29 sacks a year ago for Central. Any idea, is this thing wide open to you? Is anybody got an inside track on him right now? Or is it, I know he's been to a lot of different schools, and I know all, whatever the big boys are, they're all interested in this 6'2", 250-pound guy.
Well, he's been like this since the 10th grade. So there's, you know, obviously, and he's related to a few people who have played at a high level. Miami was in there really early on, and they've maintained. But you know what? When Tuscaloosa kind of comes calling and Athens come calling and some of the powers, Columbus, Ohio, you got to listen. You have to listen. And I think you make a decision. And, you know, the thing that I try to explain to people about Miami situation is they've got kids, but they have, you know, they're still depth. They could go and you know, be in that depth chart like linebacker. If you're a linebacker and you're an offensive lineman and want playing time fairly quick, Miami's the place to go. That, you know, the two deficient spots on their roster now, obviously receiver, and there's, you know, they're still looking for that that X kid. And, you know, I mean, like they had Rambo last year and then they had Osborne the year before. But to me, you look and the defensive line is getting stronger and stronger with the addition. And every year they have an addition of a kid like the two kids, Caleb Johnson, that linebacker from UCLA, and Mitchell Goudé, also from UCLA, and then Lichtenstein from USC. See, when they could bring in those type of kids, it helps and it'll attract a lot of players. And that's the one thing that I heard Mario Cristobal say, you know, about his kids that he's recruiting now. Those are his best recruiters. The kids like, you know, that they're recruiting now in this class right here, like Francis Malagoa from IMG, and then and the Riley Williams kids from IMG. What they're going to do is they're going to recruit other athletes and say, hey, listen, join us over there. I think it's going to be a great situation. And you got to, I think that, you know, because there's so many, you know, Mario and his staff have to worry now about their season. So they can't be worrying about going to this school or, you know, worrying about the recruits 24/7, but the guys that they are going to bring in this 23 class, and they have a bunch of them, and we'll see a few of them today. Nathaniel Joseph from Miami Edison, who's an outstanding player. Also the Washington brothers. That's how you progress. That's how Alabama progresses. That's how Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State. And then we also saw it at Florida, you know, where everybody questioned Napier. And I never did because I know what stock he comes from. He comes from the same stock as Mario with, you know, Dabo Swinney and also with Nick Saban. So, those guys who are good, they're good for a reason. They're hired for a reason. And that's why you're going to see a lot more of these outstanding coaches. And I think Norvell still, you know, he's just an unknown factor. I still think, you know, he looks like your next door neighbor, but he knows his stuff.
He's getting a little better. That personality's getting a little bit better there for sure. Hey, 3 weeks from Broward versus the USA. Really looking forward to those games here in late August, man. That's right around the corner here. Blue, what are your thoughts on having these games and having all these teams come to Broward County to play?
Yeah, what a great idea. And Dr. Perry, who's the AD at Hollywood Hills, it was his brainchild. He was up in Michigan, and they did it in Michigan. But they did it like Eastern Michigan versus Western Michigan. But it was the concept was the same. But the bar is hugely raised on that Friday, on that Saturday alone. You know, pack yourself a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and be at St. Thomas at noon for their kickoff against St. Joe's of Pennsylvania. Always a top five, top six type of team. And then you have American Heritage playing Los Alamitos at 4:00. And the game that I think is going to probably attract, and this is the one that's not on ESPN or ESPN2, is Chaminade Madonna, who I told you, other than IMG, they're the best team in this state. There's just no way around it because of their line size, their team speed, and you even mentioned that as good as they are this year, they're going to be better next year because they have all these 24 junior kids, and they're playing up against St. John's of Washington, D.C., a team that Miami Central went 5 overtimes with 1 year up there, and then Deerfield got beat by them, and there's a power. So and then you have on the Friday, you have Dillard, playing at home, and Cardinal Gibbons hosting the math at home. And then the Thursday, you got two games out at Western, featuring Western and Stranahan, and it's going to be great. And, you know, for once, and you guys understand this more than ever, we're always traveling. Dade County teams are going to Vegas. They're going right. to California. They're right. going to Texas. They're going to Georgia. And you got 7 teams that are going to be at home for 3 days, so you'd be crazy if you're a football fan not to at least grab a couple of those games.
Well, Blue, always great having you, my man. Just getting us caught up on everything, especially focusing on the 3:05, man. Yeah. I'll see you a little bit later on. I'm coming over, Blue. As soon as this thing wraps up, right. I'll be shooting over to see you. Looking forward to it, and thanks for coming on
thanks,
this morning.
Blue.
Anytime, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
All right, that was Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I could talk about trying to catch a high punt and breaking your thumb, but, hey, man, you got to be careful doing that. These guys kick it up high, and catching punts is not for everybody. But going to your South Florida Chevy dealers, you can do that with even a bad thumb. I'm giving a guy a hard time right now, but I will tell you this, man. Your South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better with the new SUV family, new and used.
Tahoes and Suburbans, brand new look in 2021 and 22. A sporty look everybody loves. And then on top of it, we've added more space. Are you kidding me? Then the midsize SUV feels like it should be part of the Tahoe and Suburban family because you have so much space for a midsize SUV, but it's a little smaller. And then our small SUVs, for those of you that just feel more comfortable with a smaller SUV, style and substance you get with the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox, man, are you kidding me? And I'm just starting because we had all kinds of Silverado trucks, man, strong, durable trucks, whatever your lifestyle calls for. Full-time working trucks, still need the family, combo trucks, we got them for you, man. Like I said, new and used, waiting for you this weekend. So stop by. If you're starting to look around, need something new or that looks really good that's used, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you have for us here on a Friday? Because you can't screw up this Friday, no matter what you do today, Woody.
Unless you're stuck in
the traffic.
Why
would I want to screw up a Friday? Hey, big day tomorrow, by the way.
Yes,
you got a big show coming up tomorrow.
You're jacked up about being out there and...
I just want to let people know this. Don Bailey said that he is willing to sign or take pictures, whatever is needed, by the way. So you just come up to the broadcast table, and he'll be happy to sign photos, anything
that,
that's needed.
DBJ is great about that. He'll go home with you, take pictures with the kids.
Go home with you.
He's probably not going to buy you dinner, though. You have to buy his ass dinner, but, I mean, he'll be part of it.
Okay.
A little shot, huh?
All right.
A little shot there.
Everything ends up in a shot.
All right.
We had a little rookie. I don't even want to call this hazing anymore. I don't even know what this is with these rookies, Joe. And I was just curious because I want to know what they did to you back in the day. We had the Bills rookies singing the Backstreet Boys for their teammates. Kind of tame, stuff here. I don't know if this is like it's the new world, right? So we can't do anything too much here. But I'm just curious what they did to you back in the day.
Stood. Let's just start with this. Stood on a table for lunch or dinner or both, their choice for a good week.
Stood on a table?
On a table in front of the team and had to sing my college fight song.
Wow, Cal Berkeley. Nice. How'd that work out?
Guy Benjamin said I had to learn the Stanford fight song.
Ooh.
Yeah, stuff like that. And then we had rookie chugging beers.
Wow, how'd
we
you
had
there?
To go do and then go back and have afternoon team meetings, drunk.
Wow, this is nice.
Was
so
a
far.
big joke. Certain guys were puking, and Shoes didn't think it was funny. Yet he knew what was going on, but yet he was mad at the young guys. He wasn't mad at the other guys.
Well, you can't puke, man.
So what else did we do? I think the food thing's been around forever. Back then, it was. I still love it to this day. Crack Conk, some Bahamian restaurants. Crack Conk, and Popeyes or Bojangles or something like that the guys wanted, so you had to bring bags of that, had to divide it up, and you were responsible for that. That was it.
Who was it? Was it someone on the Dolphins that went somewhere and bought like a ton of expensive stuff and charged it to a rookie?
No,
like the rookie
they
didn't.
Isn't it like he went to like Prime 112 or something?
They went to Prime 112.
Who was that?
Now, so the story's all over the place because some other guys have tried to correct me over the last week or two about it. And it was Ndamukong Suh.
Right.
Okay.
But they said it wasn't just Ndamukong Suh. They said Cam Wake was also there were some other guys involved. But I reminded him, but yeah. But Ndamukong Suh took expensive wine and expensive steaks home with them.
To go. Like that, there's no rules
on
that?
They added on you know? And went to go. But wow. So that's real common that I noticed recently. Apparently that big dinner, once you make the team, of rookie draft picks, going to divide it up, usually the first-round guy, according to how much you get on your signing bonus, first-round guy picks up a lot of it, but they had split it up. But there was a player on our team that told me the whole story, and he was not happy about wow. about that. And other guys that say you shouldn't pay. Like, just tell them, no, I'm not going. I'm not going to be part of that because it can get expensive. They take you a nice restaurant.
Oh, yeah, Prime 112.
The whole team goes.
Like the whole team? Or is all the rookies take out the whole team?
It's not your position. I know what you're
thinking. Wow, that's what I thought. Right. No. I would think that.
They all go. And I don't know, maybe some guys don't go that night. They don't want to go down to Prime 112, but they ran up. I don't want to say what the bill is again.
It's a little douchey to take stuff to go, though. Bottles of wine and steaks to go like that.
It's just a little over the top.
Yeah, that's a little douchey.
Like Ndamukong Suh was, come on.
Right. You want to order like the expensive booze while you're there.
We made Ndamukong Suh's contract at that time a little bit like the guy we traded for, Tyreek Hill, and what he's getting with the receiver position. Right. And Ndamukong Suh was getting back then as the highest paid guy after playing in Detroit and stuff.
Right.
But it was bad. No reason to get into that, Woody. I don't know how. Go ahead. What else do you have?
Okay. We had an incident in a hockey game in something called the Adult Safe Hockey League in Canada. As anything but safe. Did you guys see this video by any chance? There was a hockey fight that broke out between these guys. It's like a beer league or whatever here. And one of the guys kicked the other guy in the face with his skate.
Oh,
Happy
God.
Gilmore style.
Oh, my God.
We haven't seen that before. Now, of course, the police are now getting involved here.
Yeah, you
this
cut
is
somebody.
A very
one
serious situation.
You could kill somebody, man. That's
you can. That's an unusual move, though, to kick somebody in a hockey fight.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right,
it's funny.
That's a good point.
It's the bat in baseball, and to me, the most dangerous of all sports is the skates.
Yeah, jeez.
The guy on the ground falls down and somehow accidentally or on purpose. I mean, that's not career ending. Well, that could be life.
Oof. It's up there. I mean, you got the golf club, which could be a weapon.
You don't see a lot of golf fights.
Nah,
though.
No, you guys. Could, though. You could, you know, coming
most
up here.
Most of those golf guys aren't going to go out. Look at this stuff, how bad the blood is. These guys yapping back and forth.
Yeah.
They claim it. I don't know if I can play in this guy's foursome or if I'm – I mean, we just have a big disagreement on this, and they're all talking tough on Golf Channel.
Yeah, we haven't they got swinging golf clubs.
When was the last time they had a Tuesday or Wednesday before a tournament? And they're all practicing two guys in each other's faces right. out there.
All right, here's a good one for our mountain climbers out there. Yeah. Europe's tallest peak is called Mont Blanc. And it's just to kind of paint the picture, kind of looks like Everest, right? Like it's like one of those like snowy, dangerous, you know, tough mountains to climb. The French mayor is basically fed up with people climbing this thing and dying. That he wants people to make a $15,000 rescue and funeral deposit before climbing the mountain.
I don't have a problem with it.
He basically said that it's costing taxpayers money because they have to go up there and get your, you know, your carcass down and bury you or whatever it is they do. And so he wants you to pay up front.
I think it's fair.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
And you know what? He'll get some people that go, well, I think I'm in shape.
Right.
I went up to Sierra Nevadas last year. Let me see. Yeah.
Is that going to be like a hold on your credit card or is that going to be like a cash deposit? Does it say?
Oh, that's that. Yeah, I assume it's refundable if you don't die, but apparently a lot of people are having trouble here.
Come back down, yeah, but
there's been rock falls, a period of drought, heat waves on the mountain. I mean, there's all kinds of... The mayor accused around 50 pseudo-mountain climbers who traversed the route in July of playing the latest fashionable game of Russian roulette. So, I mean, it's probably pretty dangerous to...
Yeah, I would assume so.
And, you know, they got to send a copter up there to get your carcass and bring it back down and everything, so...
Yeah, I'd say 15K is good.
Yeah, man.
You know what, guys? I don't know about you guys, but this mountain climbing thing, and the only place I've done it basically is the Sierra Nevadas. I gotta tell you, man, I thought I'd been in good tennis shape, and I'll go to climb, and I'm gassed. I'm gassed to the point I want to stop and just walk back down. They go, no, we only got another mile to go. And I'm going,
no, but this isn't like walking up the ski hill, Joe. This is a little bit different. You need equipment ice picks
right.
And
you're right. No question.
It's not like
totally
not like, walking not like when Joe walked mountain. Up the you know the paved like ski mountain or whatever, where they have like a whole pathway for you.
No, my point was I'm not very good on the climbing thing. I can't imagine those people trying to do that.
So you guys are okay really with this a $15,000 rescue and funeral deposit?
Yes,
100%. Yes,
I'm good with that. Yeah.
All right. We go to this here, and Joe, I know you've had to do this time and time again here. You'd have to kill some time when you're in the middle of a game and it's a blowout, you know, or you get a rain delay or something like that, right? We got to kill a lot of time during a broadcast.
Oh, no, you're going to storytelling. 100% happened. Yep.
All right, so a couple of the guys who do the Philadelphia Phillies games, one guy in particularly here, Ruben Amaro Jr., for the Phillies. He's trying to kill a little time during a broadcast here recently. It was a 10-1 game. It was a blowout, and here's what he said.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
Wow. That's an interesting fact there. I didn't know that. I didn't know where he was going with that. I had no idea. Caught me by surprise.
I'm not even looking
around. I thought we were going to get a Japanese. I thought it was a Japanese snowbird story or something.
So he said it was the hardest wood he's ever seen, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need to hear it again?
Yeah, I think one more.
Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
A Mizuno bat, man. It's not, you know?
How many guys have called him to give him a hard time? Right. Oh, my God.
From there.
It had to be memorable.
We got to grow up, man.
Right. Well, not just yet, guys, because we have an update on our old friends, the Macaques.
Oh, God.
If you're unfamiliar with who they are, I'll give you a little background here before we hit the story.
Japanese Macaques, or snow monkeys, are among Japan's most mythologized animals and the most adaptable. Macaques live throughout Japan.
No. Okay, so...
Why are you so childish?
That's who they are.
An idiot.
This is very interesting here. So they've been harassing people in Japan, which is how we got to this
You've
story
been
here.
Harassing
they've
been us.
They've been kidnapping. Macaque. They've been kidnapping people, all this different stuff. Now, the Macaques are responsible for more than 50 attacks here in the in the city of Yamaguchi, but...
You can't trust Macaque.
Right, at all.
No, can't trust them.
No, untrustable.
Can I get to the story here?
Sorry.
All right. By the way, it says in one incident, a monkey broke into a kindergarten classroom. They killed the gang leader.
It's a good move.
They got the leader of the Macaques. And they executed him, actually, which is that's sad. You don't like to see a monkey die, but these are mean
macaque.
Monkeys.
You got
to
get the big
that
macaque.
Right there, no
yeah.
question.
So they killed the leading macaque.
Isn't that the way to, you're going to kill like a gang? You got to kill the big macaque
that's
first.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Woody.
Did they kill him with a Mizuno bat? Like was that That's the hardest wood that guy's ever touched.
That's hard true. Wood. That's actually I mean, a great
that would
do point.
It. Interestingly, Pete Rose used to use a bat that was manufactured in Japan, the Mizuno bat, when I was bat boying for the Phillies, and it was the hardest wood I had ever touched.
Do you realize what the headline of this story is? Monkey gang member executed in Japan as marauding macaques run amok.
Oh, Woody.
They have a way with words, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he's, they do.
Oh, Woody, one thing about it, you keep everything clean, and we respect that.
Here's one thing. I'd like to end it on a nice note here, seriously. We had a bunch of beagles that arrived down here to South Florida. They were at a Virginia breeding facility where a series of inspections found more than 70 animal welfare violations. So these beagles, sadly, were mistreated here. Vans filled with the dogs stopped at Dania Beach on Friday morning, and they are at the Broward Humane Society. So there's more than, I think there's like a few hundred of them. There's a lot of them here.
That's all we had as kids, man. My dad's a big beagle.
Beagles are great. That's the Broward Humane Society if you're interested in adopting one of those. So please, get in touch with them.
That's a nice story, Woody.
So that's, yeah.
Woody, you do do nice stories.
That's a nice way to end it.
You survived that one. Yeah.
To be quite honest with you, the big macaque being executed is actually a good story.
It's going
to save lives.
Right.
We're talking about saving lives. And then we go from there to saving dogs.
Right. It's two good,
couple of nice stories by you, Woody.
Stories.
You just got such
you,
a
man.
Good heart.
Right.
Well, you end the week.
I hope people will, those beagles.
I wonder what that whole thing was like trying to get the gang leader. Like how the whole breakdown.
The biggest.
They had a whole unit do it, Zach.
Right.
There was a specially commissioned. There were specially commissioned hunters.
Right.
They called them macaque hunters.
Big unit.
The macaque unit.
Right. Telling you, they should have used Mizuno bats.
You got it.
By the way, these things terrorized Japan for like almost a month.
They did. I saw the story.
Well, those people aren't going to put up with it.
Well, they're done.
They'll put down those macaques.
They're
all
gone.
Of them.
They're all
biting
down.
And scratching residents.
We get them all down. Yeah, they're not going to tolerate that.
The gang leader's gone. The big macaques
out.
No,
but whoever's next, somebody else going to take that leadership.
You think that's it? What's going to happen?
You think someone steps in?
And, yeah.
And then becomes the next big macaque?
Yeah, the next one. All right, listen, we got to go to break here while you two are acting like.
Oh, wait, don't say
no, like
there's
you,
three of us.
Like you guys are acting like 3-year-olds, man. All right, 7-year-olds, okay?
Right, thank you.
Oh, God. All right.
Great
right
story,
now,
though.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, by the way, we're at Baptist Health Training Complex, and speaking of that, it's always, you know what, when you see the Baptist Health, you think, you know what, sports medicine-wise, and that's why we're out here, guys competing and playing team sports. And if whether you're playing team or individual sports, it sure is nice to know we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard, man. These guys are good. Top 50 sports medicine program in the whole country right here. People ask me every day, where do the pros go, Joe? Where do the pros go? And I say, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country and in tennis all over the world. Come here to see these great doctors. Doctors that have been around a long time, have a great reputation of getting you back out playing the sports you love the most and how you make a living. They can do the same for you. That's why I want to get the message out. Got a brand new facility in 595 just in Pine Island in Plantation. So it's right off the freeway there. You can't go wrong. You'll see the big pineapple lit up at night for you. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.